This morning, on the first day of questioning by the Senate Judiciary Committee, Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett defined herself as an originalist along the lines of her mentor, the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, someone who would not deviate from the Constitution as originally written. But she also sought to differentiate herself somewhat from Scalia.
If I'm confirmed, you would not be getting Justice Scalia. You would be getting Justice Barrett.
Let's find out more about what that meant today from NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Robin.
And first, you know, there was a lot of, pontificating, shall we say, from the lawmakers on the panel around her. How did Judge Barrett come across this morning?
You know, for all the controversy from Democrats and Republicans and fighting about this nomination, I don't think any of them would argue that Judge Amy Coney Barrett is well qualified for the job. A professor at Notre Dame Law School for many years, a judge on the Seventh Circuit Appeals Court for the last 3 years, and in fact, at one point, Senator John Cornyn of Texas asked Judge Barrett to hold up any documents she had in front of her this morning that she was using to answer the questions. She held up a blank sheet of paper with a Senate stationery headed at the top of it. She was speaking off the cuff with no notes all day so far.
Yeah. Well, the chairman, Lindsey Graham, asked her how it felt to go through a grueling confirmation process. She said she was aware of caricatures of her life choices, particularly aspects of her Roman Catholic faith.
Look, I've made distinct choices. I've decided to pursue a career and have a large family. I have a multiracial family. Our faith is important to us. All of those things are true, but they are my choices. And in my personal interactions with people, I mean, I have a life brimming with people who've made different choices, and I've never tried in my personal life to impose my choices on them. And the same is true professionally.
What do you make of her response and also the different tactics both sides are taking? In the past, at least one member of this group has been accused of attacking her, saying she had dogma.
Yes, well, that was in 2017, of course, right? But today and now, since her unveiling at the Rose Garden by President Trump just a short while ago as his third pick for the U.S. Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett has sought to say and argue that she will judge based on the law, based on the meaning of the founders of the Constitution and the text on the page of a statute, and that her personal beliefs will not bleed into how she's going to rule in any number of hot-button issues. Democrats are really trying to push her on that, though, Robin, and they're getting a little frustrated because she's pretty good and cagey at not answering a lot of specific questions so far.
Well, for instance, have we learned any more today about how she would rule on the abortion rights law Roe v. Wade? Here's her answer on whether she'd strike down rulings supporting abortion rights.
If I express a view on a precedent one way or another, whether I say I love it or I hate it, it signals to litigants that I might tilt one way or another in a pending case.
She also quoted Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as she said, Ginsburg said, no hints, no previews, nor forecasts. But after that, the ranking Democrat Dianne Feinstein says it's distressing not to get a straight answer. You know, do they really expect one? What did you think about how she was pressed?
You know, it's difficult here because before she became a judge, Amy Coney Barrett had a record of making writings and speeches and other things, including signing an ad in 2006 that criticized the barbaric legacy of the landmark abortion rights ruling Roe v. Wade, and basically writing a lot that she believes human life begins at conception. And so when she's asked questions about whether she would vote to uphold or move away from Roe v. Wade if she gets on the Supreme Court, she's having a hard time dancing around those questions. She's basically arguing that she would follow the law. But a lot of Democratic senators are very dubious about what she might do with Roe v. Wade in terms of either overturning that precedent altogether, voting to overturn it altogether, or slowly chipping away at it in the 17 or more lawsuits around the country seeking to do that right now.
And just briefly, she also wouldn't say if she would recuse herself from any election cases involving President Trump if a decision reaches the Supreme Court, as it did 20 years ago in Bush v. Gore. How consequential? I mean, people listen to that very carefully, I imagine.
Absolutely. And for Democrats on the committee, they're arguing that the reputation of Judge Barrett is at stake and the legacy and legitimacy of the Supreme Court could be at stake, too. President Trump has made no secret he wants this nominee confirmed before the election because he doesn't want the court to vote, the short-handed court to vote 6-6 in deadlock on any election-related challenges. He wants his new justice to vote in his favor. But the nominee, Barrett, is basically saying that she will follow the law if she is confirmed and the regulations, but she will not commit to recusing.
NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, thank you.
My pleasure.